Data Bytes. Welcome everyone, this is Neha, your podcast host, bringing you a brand new episode of Tinodo Data Bytes. I'm excited to introduce our guest on the show today, Mark Richard, who is the Director of Sales Engineering for the EMEA region here at Tinodo. Today we will be discussing modern data management and how organizations can benefit from it. But before we continue our discussion, a quick introduction about Mark. Mark has had over 25 years of experience in the IT industry. He comes from a consulting background, having worked for major clients in the financial services, energy and utilities, media and government sectors. He has also worked in many consulting and servicing roles, further honing his data warehousing expertise, and has extensive experience across many data integration technologies and market sectors. Welcome to our show, Mark. I'm looking forward to our conversation today on modern data management. But before we begin, could you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your role here at Tinodo?
Thanks, Neha. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on the show. Well, firstly, a little bit about me personally. I'm a father of two young children. My wife and I live in the nice town of Oxford in the UK. And I guess like many parents, we spend most of our weekends ferrying kids between various sporting and social activities. So it's a pretty hectic home life. But work-wise, I've worked for various software and consultancy companies over, as you mentioned, the last 25 years or so, and always in roles dealing with data. So I came to Tinodo after several years working for a data management vendor, which had a wide portfolio of products that they were loosely integrated and were really focused on the more traditional approaches to data integration, of replication of data, feeling that there must be more a more efficient way of managing and integrating data. I had the opportunity to join Tinodo. So moving to Tinodo 9 years ago has given me the opportunity to specialise in a more modern, logical approach to data management, based on data virtualization. And at Tinodo, I'm lucky enough to head up the EMEA sales engineering team. And our role is to help potential customers understand how Tinodo can help them solve their business challenges and technically how the Tinodo platform fits into their data management architecture. So you know, we actually get to work closely with our customers. We provide input into architectural discussions, doing product demonstrations tailored to show the value of Tinodo in the context of the customer's requirements. We run and we implement proof of concepts for the customer. So in a nutshell, we aim to be trusted advisors really to our customers, you know, to give them the confidence that the Tinodo platform does what it says on the tin. It's actually, you know, a very interesting role. I enjoy it a lot. We work with a wide range of customers from national to multinational organizations. We work across all verticals with many different business problems. But at the end of the day, all these customers and prospects have the same desire to get the most value from their data.
Wonderful, Mark. Thank you so much for such a great introduction. So let's begin with our conversation today about modern data management. So my first question for you is, what is modern data management and why is it important for organizations?
That's a good question. I guess for me, I think firstly, modern data management can mean different things to different people. But for me, it's about providing a way of simplifying complex data landscapes and making data easier to govern, navigate and exploit. So you know, we're really living in a time where data is becoming more distributed. It's exponentially increasing in volume. And the need for businesses to access and derive value from their data is really being driven by ever-increasing external pressures, whether that's market competition, regulatory compliance, or providing shareholder value, for example. We don't actually ever hear about organizations having less data, less competition, or needing to access the data less quickly. So a modern data management approach is really needed to keep pace with the demands of the business and the challenges posed by the distributed data architectures that we're now seeing being adopted by organizations.
Wonderful. So moving on, what are some characteristics of modern data management?
Maybe it's worth first thinking a little bit more about the evolution of data landscapes over recent years. So years ago, we would be talking about consolidating data into a monolithic architecture, for example, a data warehouse, or latterly a data lake or a data lakehouse. So this monolithic approach, it actually poses some challenges in that data needs to be replicated into a single data store for every new data requirement. That takes time and effort. It's difficult to maintain and really results in brittle point-to-point integrations that end up increasing complexity rather than simplifying it. I think the truth is that sort of monolithic approach really breaks the architectural principles of decoupling and modularity. It ends up tying data to a single processing platform that might not be the most appropriate for the processing needs of the consumer of the data. Nowadays, data landscapes have become more distributed with the adoption of cloud platforms, new technologies for data processing, growth through acquisition of other organizations and their accompanying data platforms, and the global nature of large businesses these days. Modern data management approaches really embrace the distribution of data, enabling organizations to leverage the most appropriate data processing platform and location for the data, basically for each use case. Other characteristics would include the ability to democratize the data, for example, enabling the shift from technical-led to business-led access to the data, and empowering self-service and exportation of the data previously inaccessible by business users. In a modern data management approach, IT really shifts from being the bottleneck to being an enabler, facilitating access to consumable data products that are secured and governed, but are also easily accessible to the business.
I like how you said IT has shifted from being a bottleneck to an enabler, because I think over the last few years, the whole approach towards data management has become business friendly. So you've already discussed a little bit about the characteristics, but I would like to deep dive a bit more. So what are some best practices to achieve modern data management according to you?
I think given the characteristics that we've just been talking about, I think the key to achieving them is really the adoption of a logical approach to data management. So considering that what we want to do is to enable organizations to leverage the most appropriate data processing platform and locations for their data, what we need is a way of providing seamless access to that data wherever it resides, whatever data platform or technology it's stored in, within the organization's estate, on-premise or in the cloud, or a hybrid combination of all of these locations. So logical architectures have really evolved to facilitate this. So with a logical approach, consumers access data through a logical semantic model that's decoupled from the physical location and schema of the data. So the benefits of this are that the data is exposed in business-friendly structures, and it's also more easily understood by the consumer. It also acts as a single point of access to the data, so that enables consistent security and governance to be applied across all the data processing platforms. Another benefit, I think, is that the logical approach helps future-proof the organization's data architecture. As we talked about, it can decouple the data platforms from the consumers. It enables abstraction of the implementation and allows for data technology evolution and changes in the infrastructure while minimizing any effect on the business. Logical data fabric architecture we now see becoming more prevalent in the industry, and it can be really considered, I think, as actually a best practice. It enables organizations to embrace the benefits of their distributed architecture and also leverage more modern integration approaches to make effectively the complex landscape more simple.
That's great to know. So we've already talked about modern data management and the logical element towards it. So what is the role of big data and analytics in the context of modern data management?
Big data and analytics, I think, really is, you could sum it up as really about, you know, uncovering trends, patterns and correlations in large amounts of raw data to help organizations make informed decisions or data-informed decisions. And that usually involves specialized data processing platforms. So you have data lakes with distributed storage and query engines as an example of such a platform that enables analytics at scale on big data. Big data analytics, it's also crucial for supporting machine learning and artificial intelligence initiatives. So to get the most out of big data and analytics, you need to be able to discover and prepare the right data as input into these platforms. Modern data management architectures enable data scientists to locate the data they need through a catalogue of data products powered by metadata, and also to combine that data quickly with little specialist knowledge of the data platform in which it resides. So this really, I think, for the data scientists, enables them to spend more time analysing data and adding value to the organisation, rather than having to spend time preparing and massaging the data to find the data they need.
Definitely, Mark. So then how can organizations adopt a modern approach towards their data management needs with Denodo?
I think with Denodo, as we've discussed, architectures like the logical data fabric enable organizations to get the most out of their distributed data landscape. So in this context, Denodo's data management platform would form the data access layer of the logical data fabric, providing a logical semantic model that can be easily understood and discovered through the Denodo's data catalog. So the model that Denodo can publish simplifies access to data, and it does that by abstracting the complexity of where the data resides or lives and the technology and protocols that are needed to access it. So consumers access the model using common skills such as SQL, and Denodo really takes care of the rest. It accesses the data on the behalf of the consumers. So with Denodo, a modern approach can be adopted incrementally, really. So once you have the platform in place, you can start to build your model quickly to support, you know, an individual use case using Denodo's low-code development capabilities. So you don't need to create an all-encompassing model, you know, before you start seeing value from the resulting logical data fabric. In addition, the logical data fabric really becomes the facilitator for data mesh as well. It enables virtual data products to be created by subject matter experts and then shared and reused across the business. So it enables self-service and democratization of the data, and at the same time reduces reliance on IT. I think an important part of a modern data architecture is the need to ensure that data access policies are applied consistently also across all these distributed data sources. And the challenge with this is that often policies that define data access security implementations are defined in a governance tool, for example, but this only documents them. What it doesn't do is actually implement them. So with Denodo, you can enforce these semantic policies in a single logical layer. You can manage these in the governance tool and define them in the governance tool, but synchronize them with Denodo, which then enforces them in the data access layer. So I guess, really, to summarize, as I said earlier, Denodo really makes it easy to adopt a modern approach by making complex distributed data architectures seem simple.
Wonderful. So Denodo is basically putting the modern on the modern data management then, I think.
Awesome. That's a good way of describing it.
So this has been a great session, Mark. Thank you so much for talking to us about modern data management and big data and analytics today. Moving on to the final part of our conversation today, it's time for a quick rapid fire round. So are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Awesome. So my first question for you is, what is a travel destination that is there on your must visit list?
Well, I've done quite a lot of traveling in the past and I enjoy it. But actually, I'm taking a family in a few weeks to visit Bangkok in Thailand. And I'm really looking forward to that. I think my kids are going to be blown away by the energy of the city and the complete contrast to life for us here in Oxford. But in the past, I think one of the other places I've been that really left an impression was when I spent some time walking in Nepal. That was really great. You know, I spent a few weeks walking amongst some of the highest mountains in the world, and it was quite an experience.
So I'm sure your family is going to enjoy it a lot. So my last question for you is, what is your favorite cuisine if you had to choose one?
I think this, for me, is probably one of the hardest questions. So I guess that I'd have to say whatever cuisine is on the plate in front of me is my favorite. It's my favorite cuisine. But as a Brit, you know, I definitely enjoy curry and Indian food, but also love Italian and Chinese food too. So that, and then not to mention the traditional British Sunday roast. So I think really it's too difficult a question for me to give a definitive answer. So basically all food.
Thank you for being so candid with your answers. We really had a great time.
That's a pleasure. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak with you and the audience.
Wonderful. And a quick message to our listeners. If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to www.denodo.com/podcast to find out more resources related to all things data.